Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Hello, Annie. How are you today?
I'm doing just grand, Chris. I think there's two things that most folks can agree upon in 2020, and that is that appreciation for both teachers and art went skyrocketed. I don't think most people anymore can say art is just a bonus. Appreciation for the arts, I think, is really important this year. I think people have come to understand that it's a place for refuge, for escape, for working out the problems and the joys in our world. We can turn towards art to understand those. And I wanted to highlight some of the folks and some of the arts in our own area, because artists and arts organizations and folks who enjoy art have had to adapt and be flexible, which is certainly one of the things that arts teaches us. And I wanted to recognize Miri Villiard. Miri is an artist in our community who has always been a really important voice, but this year in particular has really been able to interpret what we're going through in some really important ways. Her name is spelled Moira, M-O-I-R-A, but it's pronounced Miri. She always says theory, but with an M. So Miri Villiard, just before the pandemic hit, said, you know what, I'm going to go it alone. I'm going to be a freelance artist. I'm going to do this just as a career. And then the pandemic hits and she thinks, oh my gosh, what have I done? And she's been able to adapt to this pretty, you know, different landscape for artists. She did some really important mural work. She's a community artist, so a big part of what she does is engage people together creating art. So it was sort of a twofold adaptation that she had to do. So not only did she have to adapt to a new business reality, she had to adapt to a new way of making art with other people. So she did the really large mural that's on the side of the Seafarers Society in Lincoln Park neighborhood. She did a really important project for the Juneteenth and the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial Anniversary. She created public art murals that people could come and have their own voices. So they were participatory murals that stood next to the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial throughout the summer. And she figured out a way to do that in a safe manner so that folks could share their stories together in a way that was also safe. She was a oral historian for a project that was put together by two UMD professors, David Beard and Devalina Das, got CARES grant money to hire a group of artists as oral historians. And so she went and interviewed people and then did a really amazing and beautiful series of illustrations, of digital illustrations around the pandemic. So Miri Villiard, thank you for your voices this year and for continuing to figure out how to interpret our world in visual arts. And I want to recognize the work of David Beard and Devalina Das with that Slobs. The title of the project is Slobs, and it's about storytelling during a pandemic. And they brought together a really wonderful fascinating mix of folks to gather these really different stories. So stories from people working on the front lines in healthcare, to artists, to you know, mothers, fathers, teachers. You know, everyone was hit by 2020 in different ways. And I think it's really important that we have this archive of stories and arts projects that surround these stories, because I think, you know, certainly we can listen to those stories, read those stories, but arts helps us contextualize them and give them greater depth. And as I said, teachers have been a really important part of the pandemic. And one way that teachers and art intersect is the kind of online teaching art instruction series that folks have have created. So I'm thinking of Jonathan Thunder through ACO has done a really marvelous and joy-filled series of draw-alongs where he's done things like Sasquatch on a skateboard. Brian Barber, at the beginning of the pandemic, he did a series called Fun Time. I can't remember the name exactly. Fun Time, Draw Along Fun Time, where they were like 2 minute or less draw along things with like a Monte Carlo car or a funny tractor or a cat that, you know, adults and kids alike could draw like Brian Barber. And folks like Joe Klander, who is a wonderful creative in our community, showed how he did this whole island. He called it Ampersand Island, and it was a whole island universe where each day he would do a different character, and you could watch the inking and the coloring process and just watch. I think that's the other sort of amazing thing about 2020 is there's a curtain has been pulled back on the process of making art, and organizations like the Duluth Art Institute put together a series of YouTube videos of artists' studios, so you can actually go in and see how individual artists are creating during all of this. So I think if there's one thing, if there's a word that we can use for 2020, I think flexibility is certainly something that artists have shown us how to do and how to be. And I think that's something that we should take forward with us into 2021 and the year ahead.
Fantastic. Annie, thank you too very much for everything you've done for us this year on Where's Art. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Chris. Take care. Happy New Year.
You too. Annie Dugan, an instructor of art at St. Scholastica and our host on Monday mornings for Where's Art here on Northland Morning 103.3 KUMD.